Our boy Dusty Hannah's Pulaski Academy, former Bruin, former Texas Tech star, now a member of the University of Arkansas, who's going to have to sit out this coming season, but will have 2 years left, has actually been named to the USA East Coast All-Star team. What does that mean exactly?
East Coast is in the house?
I don't know.
It's a traveling summer team. Summer. These are very beneficial.
International competition, 2014 Four Nations Cup. Via an invite from the Estonian Federation, members of the USA East Coast All-Star team also include players from Syracuse, South Carolina, Iowa, Maryland, with Frank Martin serving on the staff. And then they're going to have a training camp coming up. But, yeah, talk to me about what you get from playing, because you're playing international players.
Yeah, I did. I went over to Japan 1 year. I was going to go to Greece the following year. And what the benefit is, you meet up. We met up in San Francisco, and you train against these guys. Wojo was there and Rip Hamilton. But you're able to compete against these other college players, high level, coaching, a couple of days. Then you go over and get to tour the country and play against their national teams.
So let me get this straight.
Pro teams.
You went up to San Francisco and met up with a bunch of guys you never met before.
Never met. I met a couple of them before in high school camps.
Oh,
but then we. But it's a
nice
great
for you to
time.
Be able to reunite.
It's a great opportunity because it's a very high intensity workout. It's not like playing with your buddies. It's sometimes it's even better than playing in these some pro-am leagues that they have around town, because
you're trying to prove that you can stand up to the best.
Absolutely, you're doing that, and you're getting day-to-day coaching, which is huge. It's not just like, hey guys, just play pickup. So he's going to come back a lot better player.
Any coaches that I would recognize that you played with?
Luke Conaseca was my coach.
Get out of here,
Big Lou.
How I mean, that's Sean, a
yeah,
pretty
huge.
Great opportunity for
oh,
you.
Oh yeah, it was the NIT All Stars, which any teams in the pre or pro, you know, we had a few guys. But
that's cool.
For Dusty, that's going to be huge. He's going to come back such a better player,
especially considering he's not going to be able to play the coming season. It'd be great for him to get some competition though. That's going to be good.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, he's going to get his fix of certainly competition and game competition, which is what we all crave, isn't it, at the end of the day?
No question, Pat. Another great opportunity is for Trey Killian, who has accepted an invitation to participate in the 2014 Collegiate National Team Training Camp. He's one of 33 listed on the official roster, with a 24-man roster being selected later in the month. They are going to assemble June 19th. The team will embark on a 39-day tour. Wow. He's from Mountain Home, Arkansas. 2.30 earned run average and 94 innings of work. My guess is he's going to have a pretty good look at getting in there.
You know what we got to look at this year is who are the Razorbacks that are playing in the
major
summer
leagues?
Non-major leagues. You know, you get like the Cape Cod League. You have these different leagues. I want to get a list of that.
What was the league that Freddie Prinze Jr. was in?
The Cape Cod League.
Yeah, I meet a nice girl like Jessica Biel up there.
I've been down Cape Cod. I've never seen a girl that looks like Jessica Biel down at Cape Cod.
Okay. And last but not least, add another one to the lengthy list of talented tight ends on the University of Arkansas campus. C.J. O'Grady.
I love it.
It's a great
no
name.
No way. We got an O'Grady up there?
C.J. O'Grady.
You got it. You're kidding.
He's a Fayetteville kid.
You're joking.
Ole Miss, Mississippi State, among others. After him, he has committed for the 2015 class. Great news to me, says Ty Story. He catches everything. He has great size and speed. I'm very happy with how recruiting is going so far, and I think most of us are. 6'4", 230, Pat. 35 passes last year as a junior, while accounting for 884 yards and 14 touchdowns. So just about every other catch he had was a touchdown. They are now chasing, of course, Will Gregg, who is a tight end, and K.J. Hill, who is an outstanding wide receiver. And everybody, and I mean everybody, is after those two guys. We asked Brett Bielema, because he's got a great collection of tight ends already. Hunter Henry, Sprinkle, you got a few other guys. I mean, a lot of guys that can make plays for you.
Well, now the quarterbacks are Derby.
Yeah, no question
Derby,
about it.
We got them all up there.
So I asked him, you know, when he was on with us a few weeks ago, what's the most tight ends you could use in one particular formation?
You know, I've played sets where there's been four. You know, I've tested it with five, but, you know, during my career, we've had a tremendous amount of success in throwing the football to the tight end, and it opens up your run game, opens up the play-action pass. So I'm very excited. I think A.J. Derby is going to be a name that people are going to be very excited about. You got Hunter Henry from right here in Little Rock from Pulaski Academy. Jeremy Sprinkle from Whitehall that is, I think, really grown into his own. So it's something that I hope gets better and better.
I hope so.
And what high school is Greg at right now? I had heard rumors that he was transferring.
He did transfer. His father, I think, is a school administrator and got an opportunity maybe in, like, Dumas. But he's moving to a smaller school. it ain't going to matter for him. He was going to dominate at Pine Bluff. He's going to get stupid at
that level. Just feel bad for the coach over at Pine Bluff.
Yeah, Coach Boulding did kind of get a raw deal. He seemed to be okay with that. I read some comments from him over the weekend.
It seems like your father got an opportunity. You're still a kid. I mean, we got to get him signed for the Razorback football program. Come on now, Greg.
He's good enough where I'm going to guess he's not intimidated by the competition, which is good. I would also, if I were Brett Bielema, continue to talk about how I can use five tight ends in one play. I would really promote that if I were him, because you're trying to get a lot of guys up there who are talented at the tight end position. Plus, you're trying to keep them away from Alabama and elsewhere.
Good point.
NFL news, a little zone FU for you. Redskins president Bruce Allen sounded unconcerned Wednesday morning when asked about the U.S. Patent and Trademarks Office decision to cancel the trademark resignation because it considers the name disparaging to Native Americans. We'll be fine, he told the Washington Post. Short time later, the team issued a press release titled Statement by Bob Raskopf, the trademark attorney for the Redskins. He said, "We've seen this story before, and just like last time, today's ruling will have no effect at all on the team's ownership of and right to use the Redskins name and logo. We are confident we will prevail once again and that the trademark trial and appeal board's divided ruling will be overturned on appeal. This case is no different than an earlier case where the board canceled the Redskins' trademark registrations and where a federal district court agreed and reversed the board." So, we will see. Apparently, there was a bit of a, I guess, just a small reason why the last time it was flipped. What's the word I'm looking for?
Appeal?
No, there's a... I don't know. Anyway,
injunction.
There's a small discrepancy in the way that things were presented as to why it got overturned. But we'll see if that happens this time around or not. Regardless, it's certainly another public blow to those who support the Redskins' name and Dan Snyder.
You know, it's you look at a guy like Snyder, and he is so steadfast in his position. The more it seems like these stories come out or outside forces try to change his mind, the more he becomes convinced that he is like the torchbearer. Like, I've got to keep this Redskins name for all Redskins Nation.
Here it is. This is according to a story in the Democrat Gazette today. The ruling was overturned in 2003 in large part due to a technicality. That's the word I'm looking for. After the courts decided that the plaintiffs should have filed their complaint soon after the Redskins registered their nickname in 67. So that, to me, I don't know how that holds water, but it's like, okay, they filed it in 03. And it happened in 67. It's like things have changed. I mean, there are certain words that you used in 67 in a public way that you would never use today that are no longer socially acceptable. Redskins, I would argue, is that kind of word. I don't think that argument holds water. Now, apparently, legally it did. The last time this happened, we'll see if that stands up again. I'll be surprised if it does.
Is you know how fashion is cyclical?
Yes.
Are words cyclical? Like, will some of those words that they used to use come back?
Well, I hope not. I think that would be bad news. We have a sad story about an Auburn mascot, but I do want to talk to you about live mascots in general.